Here's a very scary thought I'll title, Bit Rot Might Be Destroying Your Backups. I have to be honest, I'd never heard of the term bit rot. But as some of you might know who have been around my Here's a Thoughts for a couple years, every time the time changes, which it just did, is when I turn my attention to backups and go through the lengthy and tedious process of backing up all my hard drives just to make sure I have security against losing data. And so I was doing some research about new hard drives that I was going to buy for my backups, including whether or not I should continue to use spinning hard drives like Western Digital Passports, or should I make the leap, step up to the bank, purchase some SSD drives as backup, in spite of the fact that they're so much more expensive. So I'm doing some research about that. And I ran across this one YouTube fellow who really seemed knowledgeable about what he was talking about, and he introduced the term bit rot to me. And never having heard that term, I paid particular attention. And basically what it is this. Of course, we all know that most backup drives are likely to be magnetic drives rather than optical drives. That is to say, DVDs or CDs or something. And magnetic drives store all those little ones and zeros with a few molecules that represent either a positive charge or a negative charge on the hard drive. And so when you create a backup, what you're really doing is writing a whole bunch of positive or negative states of magnetic existence on your hard drive. Well, the term bit rot refers to the fact that sometimes, over the passage of time, those magnetic states will either reverse or disappear on their own because of the chemistry involved, because of mechanics, because of materials, because they just wear out. And if a positive charge changes to a negative charge, it might change the data entirely, or vice versa. That's what's called bit rot. But one of the things that he said that I thought was very interesting is bit rot becomes a more difficult characteristic that can cause us loss of data if we haven't turned on a hard drive for a year or so, which is often the case with backups. You write the backup, then you set it aside, and it's never powered on again for a long period of time. And during that period of time is when this bit rot can happen and you can lose data. It'll go corrupt, that is. You won't be able to read the data any longer. And the solution, he suggested, which seemed reasonable, is simply power up those drives from time to time. And somehow, I never did understand how, that magically solves the problem of bit rot, or at least helps make it less of an issue. So, a couple times a year, he suggested, power up your backup drive. Even if you don't write anything to it, somehow the process of powering it up reinforces those magnetic charges or somehow prevents the bit rot from happening so much. And doesn't that seem like a relatively easy solution to what could be a really unfortunate occurrence in your backup drives? Well, my strategy for a long time has been to do backups every time the time changes. Assuming the time continues to change, that's once in the spring and once in the fall, I power up all those drives and actually write new data or changed data to them so they actually get used, not just powered up. And so maybe that's okay. Maybe I'm covered. Except for one little extra detail, which is lifespan of various media. And evidently, spinning hard drives, you can feel pretty confident, will last 3 to 5 years. SSD, non-spinning, non-moving part hard drives that are so much more expensive will last 5 to 10 years. But in either case, they don't last forever. So I bought a few new spinning hard drives and went through the process of creating new backups. I have no idea what to do with the old hard drives. They seem to be working, but of course, when a hard drive works, it works, and when a hard drive fails, it fails, and you never know when it's going to fail until you try to do something, and all of a sudden, it's gone. So even though I'm not positive my old backup drives have experienced any bit rot, nor am I aware that they've had any problems, I feel a little more comfortable that I have clean hard drives that have been powered up within the last 6 months because I just did my fall backups. And I think I might sleep a little easier at night. One of the costs of living in our highly digital world.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.